News. I'm Laura Winters. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and sports fans will be focused on the game in Las Vegas between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Many non-sports fans tuning in just to see this year's commercials, and of course, Taylor Swift.
It's expected that more than 100 million Americans will tune into the Super Bowl on Sunday, drawn in by various elements of the event.
I will, but I've always watched the Super Bowl with my dad, so it's not going to be new.
Everybody's going to be watching it. I don't think you want to see nobody in the streets. Unless you go get some beer or something.
Some will be captivated by the game itself, while others eagerly await the commercials or Usher's halftime performance. For some viewers, the anticipation includes whether Taylor Swift will make it back from Tokyo in time to support her boyfriend, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Last-minute tickets still running in the thousands, even for solo seats. Now, the average ticket price has been just over $8,000. Online ticket websites estimate close to 40% of the tickets purchased by people in California. It's an easy drive, and of course, there's tons of flights. Reportedly, only 10% of the tickets sold to people living in Kansas City, Missouri. The game airs at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Turning now to politics, former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina, ahead of the primary there on Saturday, February 24th, he addresses the special counsel recommending that President Biden not be charged with mishandling classified documents, and the fact Robert Hur referred to Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory. Here's Trump.
This is yet more proof that we have a weaponized two-tier system of justice in this country. Crooked Joe got off scot-free. Now, I don't know if you call it scot-free. They said he was a mental basket case. Okay, so I wouldn't say it's totally scot-free.
And former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley busy campaigning in her home state.
America can do better than two 80-year-olds for president.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wisconsin Congressman Republican Mike Gallagher announces his decision not to run for re-election in the state's 8th congressional district. He also voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. O.J. Simpson, who is 76 years old, battling prostate cancer and is apparently getting chemo treatments, Simpson has been spotted by reporters in Vegas recently looking frail and appearing to limp. Simpson acquitted in the 1995 murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Taking a look now at your money, the Dow at the closing bell Friday down 54 points to close at 38,671. The Nasdaq gaining almost 197 points. The S&P 500 up 28 points to close at 5,026. This is the first time ever the S&P closes above the 5,000 mark. USA's Tim Berg now with a look at the housing market. Here's his report.
Home prices shot up in more than 85% of big city markets last quarter as mortgage rates dropped from their highest level in over two decades. Sale prices for single-family existing homes increased in 189 of 221 metro areas measured by the National Association of Realtors in the fourth quarter of 2023. The national median price was just under $392,000 for a home, up just over 3.5% from the year before.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.